You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For more reaction now, we turn to Flint resident Carrie Weber. Carrie has been getting water out to other Flint residents since 2015. What did you think when you heard this program was ending, Carrie?
Yeah, well, I wasn't surprised because I have been saying since December this was coming because we knew the grant for the pods was up March 31st. I was so floored that they decided to close this because if you look at the city of Flint, 6,200 lines only have been replaced. That's barely a third. In fact, it's not even a third of what they're out there to replace. The EPA has warned everyone in Flint that when the work is done on the lines, they're banging on the lines, they're taking lines out, all of that. What it does is you see spikes in lead particulate in water. And it's not just necessarily at the house they're working on. It can be the houses next door and down the street, too.
Now, they're still going to be giving out free filters and replacement cartridges. So why is that not enough?
Because, unfortunately, all the broken trust in Flint, these are the same people that lied to us. These are the same people that called us crazy. These are the same people that said the people in Flint have to worry about lead. They can relax. There has been no trust restored at all. This is not restoring that trust either. I know for my family, I have my husband and daughter lead poisoned. We've lost three dogs to lead poisoning. There's no way we're using this tap water ever.
So when the state points to the tests that say, look, the community's water meets the government lead standards and the lead levels for more than 2 years have been well below the action levels set by the lead and copper rule, and we need to move on, how does that hit you?
Okay, we trusted them for 18 months. We had Legionnaires outbreaks. They did not inform us of. We have mass lead poisoning of 100,000 people. How are we to now go, oh, yeah, these guys are telling us the truth? There has been no trust in the government from Flint. There's no trust restored. And here's my issue, Cynthia. Our lead line was replaced September 28, 2016. We were tested in November of 2016. Our lead is better, okay? Back when the crisis began, we were at 1,800 parts per billion lead at my home. That was our highest reading, was 1,892 parts per billion lead. We have been 1,300, 1,100. We were all over the place, very, very high. Is our water better? Yes, it is. Is our water 46.1 parts per billion lead? Yes, it is. Is that three times the federal standard? Yes, it is. Do I believe the filters work? Yeah. I've seen the testing by people I do trust, which would be Virginia Tech. So the filters do remove the lead. Will I take that chance? There's not a prayer that's ever going to happen.
Carrie, tell us about the people that you've been delivering water to.
The people I've delivered to are the homebound, the disabled, the elderly, those folks. When we first started, we were mass delivering water to everyone. Initially, the problem was these folks were not having any water delivered. These are the very folks that are the most vulnerable, and the state was not delivering them water. We had to really fight for that. The state started delivering them water, and it was 10 cases a week, and for some families, that was enough. So I was kind of just filling in the gaps, and I had about 25 families I was helping. And I'm now at, I think, around 67 families. I don't have, like, a finite count. So at this point, knowing the pods are closing, I have promised folks I will deliver until the last pod closes.
And then what? What resources would be there for these families once the state closes these distribution pods?
There is none. And sadly, the city has not supported them well. State of Michigan was delivering to 3,200 families. The city took over, and suddenly they're delivering to 2,000 families. So where'd that gap come in? And that's where I started picking up more and more people because they're no longer on the list somehow. And nobody could ever, I took this to city council. I've talked about this ad nauseum that they're only getting four cases. That's not enough for one single person. Not only that, we had families, for example, Christmas, New Year's fell on a Monday. We had families that went 3 weeks without water delivery because there was nothing in place to deliver to them on another day. So the work has become just exponentially difficult.
And now these are closing, so there will not be free bottled water handed out from the state of Michigan.
No.
Will people in Flint ever trust government again? If so, what would it take?
I won't. The people in Flint I've talked to, no. All the emails that were FOIA'd, everything that's out there, the fact that you have the MDEQ sending notes with smiley faces and laughter faces talking about children being lead poisoned in 2014, looking at the lack of care for MDHHS, talking about people dying of Legionnaires and, well, everybody has to die of something, all the way up to the EPA stating Flint isn't the city we want to go out on a limb for. At what point have they done anything to restore our faith? They have done the minimum level all the way along. They have left the most vulnerable out to hang all the way along, and that's not okay. And we are on a very fixed income, my family is, which is how we all came to be poisoned as well. My husband and daughter are very ill because of their lead poisoning. We can't afford to buy water for us. I can't go out and buy it for others. So unless I can somehow come up with a way to get donations, which I've already been working on for 2 years without any real success, I don't see a way to help anybody anymore. And I did a Facebook Live on Saturday explaining to folks, and this is the hardest thing I've gone through, Cynthia, is telling these families I've serviced since 2015, I'll get to as many of you as I can. But when these pods close, I can do no more.
Carrie Weber has been delivering water to her fellow Flint residents since 2015. Carrie, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
The governor, Snyder, said in a statement his office put out Friday, and I'm quoting now, since Flint's water is now well within the standard set by the federal government, we will now focus even more of our efforts on continuing with the health, education, and economic development assistance needed to help move Flint forward. I remain steadfast in that commitment. His spokesman today added Flint's water is the most monitored in the nation and is testing below lead levels seen in other cities in Michigan and around the country. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.